MPS released a statement calling the actions glaringly unprofessional. And a Swiftwater rescue team was called to Dosterwell Park in Prattville Thursday after teens were stranded in a tree when the water started to rise quickly. No injuries were reported. Prattville police tell us Dosterwell Park is currently closed. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings for all the projects popping up on your to-do list. Add a pop of color to your porch or patio with your choice select hanging baskets or planters, 2 for $10. And freshen up your landscape with new mulch and save, because now you can get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/23 through 5/30. While supplies last, color and selection vary by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, 3 boys, and 5 grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We're doing great. We have the power to make things better.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240-818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF. This is the Memorial Day edition. We're giving several things away today. We have Sweet Creek Farm Market giveaway for any caller. Do say something, though. We're also putting people's name in for a $50 gift card to Fresh Market. Just tell us what you are going to be doing on Memorial Day and what type of activities you like to do. And particularly in considering the weather, I wonder what's going to happen to folks, particularly at big cookout
parties. Yeah, it's coming down, and you might have windows out there where if it's scattered or isolated the thunderstorms, you could maybe get a grill going or...
I don't know. You can cook, inside. In my garage. That's why I figured this bad boy out a long time ago.
Like ribs or steak, all sorts of great cuts of meat I've learned to cook inside in the kitchen, whether in the stovetop or the oven. You can still get a great taste, especially steak. I love doing it on the stovetop in the skillet.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If you don't want to get wet, go to Fresh Market and get a slab of ribs. $11.99, and I'm telling you... they're really good.
Really, really good.
Okay, so let me kind of get back into this. I love that piece that we played right before. People calling, leave me alone, leave me alone. That place, the piece that we played right before the top of the hour, we're going to be playing that at each segment to the top of the hour for Memorial Day, because this will be the replay for Monday. So if you want to get in, you better call here. Let me look at what we have here. Let's see. Hallie Jackson is going to be talking about this document review here. This is a single piece, and we're going to get from this, and then we'll go into Byron York.
Today, black SUVs delivering two sets of lawmakers to two meetings with two perspectives on the secret material they looked at. That material involves an FBI informant who spoke with three members of the Trump campaign in 2016, part of a broader investigation into Russia's election interference. The president has suggested, without evidence, it was a political play to hurt his campaign.
The reason the Republicans have pressed for this meeting is in the hope that something can be discovered that will bolster the president's case, unjustified, I believe, that somehow his campaign was being spied upon.
We now call it Spygate.
The president's own top advisors appeared today, creating controversy. Chief of Staff John Kelly and White House lawyer Emmett Flood both spotted.
That has critics now questioning whether the Justice Department is sharing information about an investigation with people tied to that very investigation. But the White House says Kelly and Flood only introduced the start of the meeting and did not stay for the rest.
Why is Emmett Flood here for this briefing?
The presence of Emmett Flood at this meeting, no matter how brief it was, complicates things here in terms of where this intelligence may end up.
The unprecedented dueling debriefs at first only included a single session with just Republicans.
This is not the way our system works.
I think the Democrats should have the exact same briefing as well.
Backlash sent the administration scrambling to include the other side of the aisle, trying to avoid accusations they're politicizing intelligence.
Nothing we heard today has changed our view that there is no evidence to support any allegation that the FBI or any intelligence agency placed a spy in the Trump campaign.
Hallie Jackson, NBC News, the White House.
That was Schiff, Adam Schiff. And something that was kind of unusual about that statement is he read it. And if you listen to it, it said there's no indication of a spy being put in. And this is one of those things that he's going to be correct because of the use of a word. I never have seen Adam Schiff read a statement. He normally is just kind of freelancing it out there. And he's using these kind of talking point words. But he was very careful in what he said.
The FBI informant.
What?
Say the guy talks to people in the Trump campaign. They say stuff. Does he tell the FBI? He informs the FBI about these things going on in the Trump campaign. And he doesn't tell the Trump campaign. He's informing the FBI. Sounds like a spy.
Sounds like a spy to me, but what he's doing is he's trying to use a literal term. You remember when,
right.
when James Comey said, and the terminology is, in talking about a non-spy, and he said the terminology is, and he gave what that terminology was.
I'm going to steal from John Stewart from years ago. So much of what goes on in D.C. is high-stakes a-hole poker. Like, just, like, fighting over words, like, you're parsing words, like you're saying. It's really... This is what we're using our time for?
Here's another thing is that, and Eric, hang on for me, please. Notice that what we did is we heard something from the Democrats, but we haven't heard anything from the Republicans, particularly Nunes
right.
and Gowdy.
Right.
Nothing has been said. And the question is why? Is that happening because they didn't say anything? Is that happening because they saw something and they believe it's going to be in the Inspector General report? Is it that they saw something and they know the Inspector General is going to investigate it and they can kind of see what the conclusion is going to be, so they'll end up being right and let them hang themselves?
Hmm.
I don't think it's the first one. I don't think it's they didn't see anything. It's just a question of, and Trey Gowdy's pretty smart. Trey Gowdy understands, and he said it very clearly when the Nunes memo, which, by the way, now the Democrats are saying it's a nothing burger, I tell you. But he said Adam Schiff will basically do this. And when he said he was going to do his own Adam Schiff memo, he nailed it. That's exactly right. Let's go to the phones and go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hola.
Hey, man.
How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good. I just PSA real quick. Apparently, Georgia has turned loose all the idiot drivers, and they are southbound on 65.
Yeah, and with the rain pouring down like it is, man.
Well, they don't know how to turn the lights on, don't know how to maintain a lane, don't know what a speed limit is. And I'm from Georgia, so I'm perfectly fine with saying that. I bear no ill will to them. They just drive like they ain't got no sense. This weekend, what I'm going to do, aside from probably eat inside somewhere, I'm going to watch We Were Soldiers. Don't lose y'all.
No,
We Were Soldiers.
Okay. I'm gonna sit down and watch We Were Soldiers, Men of Honor, and a few more movies, some World War II movies, maybe Dirty Dozen, and just relax and remember our soldier, remember the fallen. And I'm going to kill a few Budweisers.
Nice. I like, as far as war movies and World War II, I like Patton a lot. Can't go wrong with Patton. And then I really like The Great Escape, which I guess is an aspect of war. But I like that the movie isn't a complete happy ending. I like that it's realistic in that way.
Right. That's We Were Soldiers and Men of Honor are based on true stories. That's why I like those. I might watch American Sniper, too.
Nice. Yeah, American Sniper is a very good movie. I like Patton, too, particularly the opening scene of it. That's really something. Really something. And the Red Escape, I definitely like that. I'm trying to think of the Battle of the Bulge is one of my, when I was a little kid's favorite.
What's the one that's a little sillier where they're looking for the gold? The Nazi gold.
Oh, it's a great Kelly's Army.
Yeah, Kelly's Heroes.
Heroes. Huh?
Yeah, that's a great one.
I hadn't seen that one. That's a Clint Eastwood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real silly.
I tell you, another one is Saving Private Ryan.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's
powerful.
That is a loud movie.
Yeah, it is powerful. And having been to Normandy and seen the beach, it's it really is something. Eric, do you want in for the drawing?
You know I did, Dan.
Okay, man. Give me month and day of birth.
128.
128 to Tez. You want in on both drawings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
You dummy.
I didn't say that, Dan. I didn't even mean to apply it.
No.
All right. Well, y'all be careful. Right there behind Perry Hill, too, people are apparently stopped in the middle of the road for no good reason. I didn't pass a wreck or anything as I came through there, but it was raining pretty good. people were, it was pretty much bumper to bumper right there, but it cleared up by the time we got to, I guess, at the Union.
Behind the station you're talking about?
Yes, sir. I mean, literally, I was probably doing 5 miles an hour through there, all three lanes across.
Well, there. I tell you what, I want you to be safe out there. I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir.
272-9228. Trying to help a friend out here, and it's hard to do a radio show and help a friend.
I was thinking of other war movies, and I was thinking of Vietnam era. I guess there's Good Morning Vietnam, which is a good movie, but most of the Vietnam era, like Apocalypse Now and what is it, Full Metal Jacket, Deer Hunter, they're all like Deer Hunter. I saw
Apocalypse Now was a pretty good movie.
That's
now,
a great movie.
Deer Hunter is kind of a different story, though, storyline.
Right. That I've seen that movie once. It's burned into my brain. I think it's an amazing story, an amazing movie. I don't really want to see it again.
Yeah,
it made me utterly depressed.
Yeah, that I'm the same way. And Full Metal Jacket is another one. That is a particular one. That guy kills himself. Very, very depressing, as they would say. Let's go to the phones and pick up the phone and go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Show per usual. I'm great. I am going to be spending a few days with my one-month-old great-grandson, who I've never seen before. They're coming in Saturday. So that's what I'm doing this weekend.
That's going to be great.
Absolutely. I am thrilled to death. And it is pouring down flooding over here in Prattville.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
It is.
Life. I got a puddle in my backyard, and I live on a hill. So.
You know it's bad when that happens.
It's scary is what it is. But anyway, that's what I'm going to be doing.
You went in for the drawing, Barbara?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me a month and day of birth.
6/9.
6/9.
Yes, sir.
You got it. We got you in for both drawings, Barbara. We're going to do that towards
Thank
the end of the show.
Much. Y'all have a wonderful, blessed, and safe weekend.
Thanks, Barbara. Same
Thank
to you.
Bye-bye.
Let me go to Gene. Gene, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Y'all, I'm doing good. I hope everybody has doing. Have a great weekend. Y'all was talking about watching movies, but gentleman that lived down in Lowndes County that I knew was in the war, and he was in the tank division. That he was one morning that he was working on the tank, had his head stuck over in there, and he heard this voice says, "Soldier, how come you hadn't shaved?" He said so many nice words. He says, "That general said he wants these tanks ready to go in 2 hours, and I ain't got time." He said, "Well, I'll be back in 30 minutes, and you had better be shaving." Then he raised his head up and turned around. It was General Patton. He said in 30 minutes he came back to make sure he had been shaved.
I like that. Yeah, Patton was quite a guy, and it's there's some real for life Patton speeches that are out there that he did, and they let's say George Scott really landed him.
Yeah, but I've always remembered that when he told me a lot about his time over there and about being there with General Patton.
Well,
I'd like to get in, yeah. Sir.
You go ahead.
I'd like to get in on that Sweet Creek.
Okay, you got it. You want Sweet Creek? You also want Fresh Market or just Sweet Creek?
Just Sweet Creek.
Okay, give me a month and day of birth.
3/8. I done spent so much money down there with Reed, I'm trying to get him to put my name up on the chicken feed.
Gee, that was funny. Thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great Memorial Day. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this quick break.
The Dan Moore Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I'm a lifetime conservative Republican who advocates for more efficient use of your tax money, better education of your children, and ethical, limited government. I'm proud of my record of service in the House. I was one of only 23 House members with the courage to sign the Bentley impeachment resolution. My
My Judiciary Committee confirmed the evidence that forced this corrupt governor to resign. I have the right experience and the knowledge to best serve the people of Elmore County and the Alabama State House. I ask for your vote on June 5th, paid for by the Mike Holmes campaign.
Mr. Sandman. This is David, and the news Central Alabama has been anxiously awaiting is finally here. Mr. Sandman Mattress is back in their longtime store on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen. Yes, we are open just in time to have a sale so big we can only do it once a year. Mr. Sandman is having a Memorial Day sale. All mattresses and beds will be on sale, including the largest selection of luxury mattresses ever assembled in Central Alabama. The Bellagio and iComfort lines from Serta. The Property Brothers, as seen on HGTV, by Restonic. Scandinavian latex and memory foam sets, Jameson latex and memory foam sets, an amazing lineup from Sutherland, including some copper infused sets, Pure Talalay Bliss latex sets, and they all work on our power adjustable bases. But don't fret, budget shoppers, our selection of really nice, inexpensive sets is still the best around. No interest financing is available. Millbrook on Highway 14, across from Dollar General, and on the Atlanta Highway, across from the DQ in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones and go to Bishop. Bishop, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good, Bishop. And how about you?
Oh, great. Just trying to beat this rain. Sitting in the parking lot at Walmart. Don't want to get out of this rain too hard.
Yeah. Which Walmart are you in? Ann Street or the?
I'm in Wetumpka, and it's coming down. And they have these roads so low around here, you hydroplane all the way down 231.
Yeah, it's bad because it's coming down like crazy here.
Yes, sir. I was calling in. Y'all were talking about movies. I got a World War II movie that everyone needed, which it has to watch, and it's Fury, starring Brad Pitt. I believe that's the best war movie I've ever watched. I don't know if any of y'all have ever watched it, but...
What's it called?
I have to see.
What's it called?
Fury.
I haven't seen
Fury.
That.
Okay.
It's off. It's kind of based on there's a young guy coming to the military and he's scared to kill. And you know, Brad Pitt, he's the head of the, you know, head of the crew that the young boy's on. And it's kind of based out of a tank It's all the whole movie. Most of the movie, they're in their tank trying mm-hmm. to get through Germany. But it's one of the best World War II movies I've ever seen.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Do you want to get in on drawing?
Yes, sir.
Give me your month and day of birth.
5/26.
5/26. We got you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Let's do this. By the way, Hacksaw Ridge, that was a great movie.
It's my only knock on is he goes a little too sweet at the beginning to give you the contrast of the war in the second half of the movie, but it is a fantastic movie. And Hugo Weaving, or Weaver, Weaving, as the father, is remarkable in that movie as a World War I vet. Great, great film. Good comeback for Mel Gibson. I'll give a tip my hat to him.
That was a good movie. I really enjoyed it, and my brother saw it in the 3D thing.
Yeah.
It was on the IMAX. Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. I think my two favorite. Well, I like The Longest Day. I like Pat. My very favorite is Sergeant York from World War One. I could watch that every other week, I think, and not get tired of it. But Hacksaw Ridge was a great one. And the one that Clint Eastwood was in where they went down to Grenada, what was that? Was that Hamburger Hill or something? You know the one I'm talking about?
Pork Chop Hill. Yeah.
That's a
classic.
Where they went into Grenada? Yeah, where the commander doesn't know his something from something else. So, yeah, I like that one too. But y'all have a great weekend, and God bless the ones that died for us and the ones that still living.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Well, give me your month and day of birth, Joel.
November 1st.
Okay, I got you in for both drawings. Okay.
Yeah, okay, sounds great.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, Memorial Day edition show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Covenant Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
In the race for governor, there's only one conservative who's actually doing something to reform Montgomery, like writing legislation to require term limits. Just so happens, it's the same candidate who sponsored a flat tax and a ban on earmarks, once and for all. His name? Bill Hightower, the conservative businessman running for governor. Here's Bill Hightower.
Recycling, it's a good thing, except when it comes to our politicians. So why don't we keep hiring the same career politicians, the same insiders, while expecting a change? I'm Bill Hightower. I'm a businessman. I'm a conservative outsider, and it's time to break the cycle. As your governor, I'll fight for term limits to get Montgomery working for the people, not the insiders. Because changing the direction of our state starts with changing our politicians.
Learn more at BillHightower.com. Paid for by Hightower for Alabama. P.O. Box 91335, Mobile, Alabama, 36691.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A seventh grade girl and a teacher are shot at a middle school in Noblesville, Indiana.
The injured, now hospitalized.
There is a male student at Noblesville West Middle School who has been detained. We believe he is the involved suspect.
Police Chief Kevin Jowett says no other threats exist. No word on the victim's conditions. Police say it appears that the science teacher swatted the gun away and saved lives.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, a former movie mogul, turns himself in to police in New York.
Harvey Weinstein is charged with rape and a criminal sex act, as well as sex abuse and sexual misconduct. Weinstein is free on $1 million bail with electronic monitoring and a ban on traveling beyond New York and Connecticut. He also surrendered his passport.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This prosecution involves two of the dozens of Weinstein accusers. His attorney says he'll plead not guilty. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, the great place for the whole family to enjoy the outdoors and visit animals from around the world in your own backyard. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., with the last ticket being sold at 4 p.m.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Subtropical storm Alberto has formed in the northwestern Caribbean, heading for the Gulf of Mexico, and could have an effect on Alabama's weather by Monday, if not before. Our forecast for today, mostly cloudy with limited sun, scattered to numerous showers and storms, high 86. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, again, scattered showers and thunderstorms around with a high around 85. By late Sunday into Monday, rain and storms increase in coverage, locally heavy rainfall amounts as Alberto approaches the coast. High Sunday near 80, low 80s on Memorial Day Monday. Stay up with tropical weather developments with our free weather app. This is a good time to get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's not a street that you can walk. You've got to watch just who you're talking to. They're out to get you. Can't turn your back on a smiling face. Next thing you know, there ain't no trace of you.
That's where we are. Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. Seems you guys want to tell us about war movies that you like. Probably a whole bunch of them we haven't even thought of.
Oh, yes.
Saving Private Ryan has got to be high up there. Let's go to the phones. Go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome on board.
Hey, Dan. If this is not Alberto, we're in trouble.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I just looked outside. We have a drainage pipe that right outside the door, down a little gully, goes underneath the highway. It is almost to the very top, and I've never seen that.
What I called to tell you was, I think most everybody will agree, if it had not been for the leadership we had in World War II, whether it was Ike or MacArthur or Patton and the Nimitz and all the guys in the Navy, you know, we one of them that's not talked about a lot is Omar Bradley. And in the summer of 78 or 79, I forgot which one, the National Guard unit I was in, I got to spend 2 weeks at the military academy at West Point. And we got to meet him. And he was in a wheelchair, a 90-plus. But I'm telling you what, you talk about a stately, regal, commanding presence. That was it. I was really, he didn't even say a whole lot of words to us, but I just thought to myself, now this is why that we could get through and win the war the way we did, because of people like him. And I'm not discounting the effort of the guys on the ground, because they were the ones that, you know, executed. But these guys that were doing the planning and having to coordinate all the supply runs and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you go back and look at it, we really had very few places where we really got beat up too bad. I mean, there were a few, but most of the time they were planned out well enough where there was always a backup to where they get some, you know, reinforcements and stuff in there. And I'm really thankful that those guys that were there were in place when they were, because they did such a great job.
Have you ever been to the World War II Museum in New Orleans?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
It is spectacular. I highly, highly recommend it to everyone.
Yeah, I was really fortunate, because I had my father-in-law, who's deceased now, who was a naval aviator. I got to do a tour with him at the Naval Aviation Museum in Pensacola one time.
Yep.
And at the museum in New Orleans. And you talk about having your own guide. I mean, it was fantastic, because he had more memories. He had more facts than he had retained. He was a real, real intelligent guy anyway. But he had so many things that made the tour so much more interesting, just because he had witnessed a lot of it firsthand. And, of course, had been, you know, a part of the action at the boot. So, as a matter of fact, one story he used to tell us, when his last assignment was in San Diego, and he flew a PBY. And he used to talk about, when they were doing air rescue, going to, you know, get pilots that went down or whatever else, he timed the flights by cigars.
Oh, really?
And he said one time when he was going out of San Diego, it was late in the day when they left. He said he knew he had a 6-cigar run, 3 out, 3 back. They had trouble locating the pilot, the wreckage in the pilot, but they finally found him, and they got back, coming back late. He said they were in the PBY, and he said he ran through his last cigar and still didn't see the shore, and it was getting dark. So it finally got completely dark. He did see the light, what few lights they had left on. They pulled into the San Diego Bay or whatever it was, where they pulled the PBYs up and had a ramp. They'd put the wheels down before they went all the way up on the ramp because it was, you know, they landed in the water, but they put it up on the ramp and store. He said he got about halfway up the ramp and ran out of fuel.
Ooh. Man,
that was a little scary, but it was quite an experience. But anyway, hey, put me on drugs if you would.
You got it, Papa John. Give me a month and day of birth.
9/10.
You got it, my friend. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Y'all have a good Memorial weekend.
You too. Enjoy the rain. Oh, man. Let's see here. Okay, so we did the North Korea part of American Newsroom. Let's listen to Byron York talk about... No, I'm sorry. Now let me go to the second part of America's Newsroom, the DOJ meeting.
Allison, the White House is under fire for sending officials to the DOJ briefing about that informant. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, the White House lawyer who deals with the Russia probe was spotted heading into those meetings at the Department of Justice. The White House told Fox News that Chief of Staff John Kelly and White House Special Counsel Emmett Flood did go to the meetings. In their words, they were there to facilitate the meetings. But the White House says, quote, neither Chief Kelly nor Mr. Flood actually attended the meetings, but did make brief remarks before the meetings started to relay the president's desire for as much openness as possible under the law. They went on to say, after making their brief comments, they departed before the meetings officially started. President Trump sent at least four tweets by our count so far this morning about that very topic, writing in one, quote, the Democrats are now alluding to the concept that having an informant placed in an opposing party's campaign is different than having a spy, as illegal as that may be. But what about an informant who is paid a fortune and who sets up way earlier than the Russian hoax? Congressional Democrats say, based on what they've seen, particularly in regards to what they saw at the meetings yesterday, they believe there is no evidence that a spy was placed in the Trump campaign.
So no evidence that a spy was placed in Trump campaign. Very precise words. But I think Donald Trump caught it. It's the word informant, and looking at that informant, spying, the purpose of being an informant is to spy on the campaign. Now, imagine, so we know that the Dems also went a little crazy on the White House counsel being there along with the chief of staff, because they said, Morning Joe said that today, that the White House counsel is defending Donald Trump and the Mueller investigation. That is not true. He's got a whole other set of attorneys that's doing that. This is the White House counsel. He is kind of overseer over the legal activities of what goes on in the White House to make sure things are done correctly. And it's a very personal relationship of the president and that person. That person for Ronald Reagan was Ed Meese, who later became the Attorney General of the United States. But this is what they do. They kind of parse things. Now, they said that the White House counsel and Kelly did not stay for the meeting. They basically just kind of got the meeting set up, talked to the people, and said, we really want transparency here, and we really want to get to the bottom of this, and we hope you do too. I think they know what's in there. I think Nunes or Gowdy or both have told the right people what's in there. And again, I make a point of this, that everybody's suspiciously quiet in this, suspiciously quiet. And you had Chip, who made a statement, and then you had nothing from Nunes and Gowdy, nothing. And Gowdy's a smart guy. Gowdy is not going to show his hand, and when he's silent for a reason. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you, my man? Are you enjoying this wet day?
I'm swimming through it.
Where are you?
You know, I was down in Pike Road, now I'm headed up to Trillium.
Oh, really?
Gracious.
Oh, man.
I beat the rain down in Pike Road, but up at Trillium, I just have to take some pictures, so I don't have to get out of the car, really.
Yeah, but if you're taking are you going to take the pictures from inside your car?
Yeah, well, I have to run the window down.
Cheater. Somebody said that downtown. downtown by the state house is flooded.
Man, you know, I had these big plans. I had ordered, our church has done a fundraiser, smoking ribs and Boston butts and all kinds. I had ordered 4 racks of ribs and a Boston butt, and I had all these big plans to have a pool party, and I saw the rain coming and had to cancel. Of course, I am getting 2 racks of ribs anyway, so...
Have you already gotten them?
We've modified it.
Have you already? Let me tell you, Fresh Market has them on sale. The premiums for $2.99 a pound.
Oh, cool.
If you don't want to cook them and you have them cook them, you can buy a slab for $11.99. And I mean,
I'm a good pound. I'm to go down there and get me some more of that camp stew, man.
Oh, you're talking about
that Sweet Creek? That reminded me. Mm.
Go ahead.
Sweet Creek. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got mixed up. You said Fresh Market. But down at Sweet Creek, they had that camp stew. It reminded me of camp stew that we used to make for, like, you know, school fundraisers and stuff. Just, it's perfect. Down at, you said, Fresh Market has them.
Fresh Market is cooking ribs. I think they're out by now. But for Saturday and Sunday, and I believe Monday, you can get a slab of ribs for $11.99. And they are spectacular. I brought Joey in some. You can feed 3 people off one slab.
Well, I've gotten to where I just like meat, so I ate most of them without any sauce on there, and they're very, very good.
Yeah. Well, done right. They really don't need any sauce, do they?
Yeah, the sweet taste of pork. Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Hey, you know, this whole meeting that the Democrats and Republicans attended, yeah, you're right, they're suspiciously quiet, you know, coming out of the meeting, nothing being said. But then, you know, what really strikes me is this, is that the FBI or DOJ, the whole contraption there, has either evolved or decided that they are above and beyond answerable to anybody. They're operating like a fourth branch of government in many ways. What do you think is the cure for that kind of thing? So that this doesn't happen anymore.
Ooh, I know the answer to that. Send people to prison. Send people to prison. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I think you're right. People have a second thought about breaking the law if they see folks being frog marched out of there, won't they?
Well, I will quote Trey Gowdy, nothing does more for corruption than justice.
Well, you know, but I still see the ability, though, even though something like prison time for some of these cats would be good and go a long way to correcting it, you know, are there other measures that you think should be taken by Congress to rein these folks in?
They need,
not just in this department, but throughout all of the bureaucratic government.
What they need is more oversight. They've got too much latitude here, and they need a lot more oversight, internally and externally.
Something has got to be done to keep people from just going hog wild in there, in these departments, and, you know, throwing the weight around, because, man, they are hurting a lot of people with their tactics. And, you know, I think that we're going to see, I hope that we see something happen soon. I still have some hope here. Do you know if Jeff Sessions is actually doing anything then?
Yeah. He's definitely.
About all of this.
Yes.
Well, can you elaborate on that at all?
What's happening? You don't want to show your hand in this, and you've got plenty of movement here. You have the Inspector General who's going to have a report, you know, hopefully by the end of next week. And I'm not sure if they're waiting on the FBI stuff and the informant thing to get underway. But you've got the Inspector General. Look at the tweets. Look at the people who have resigned. Look at the people who have been fired. Then you've got the Utah U.S. Attorney, which I think now, in talking to some people, that actually was brilliant because you got somebody from completely outside, not involved in this. You don't know if you're talking to a good guy or a bad guy, but you got that guy that's out there, and he's looking into a whole group of things, including FISA, including the Clinton email investigation and how it was handled. You also then have the document guy from Illinois, I believe, that is working on getting the documents to Congress that won't be interfering in any type of investigation that's out there. So I think what he's doing, because you got to imagine this, if Comey and or McCabe or Loretta Lynch and or Yates, if or and or Lisa Page and Strzok, if half of those people have done something wrong, that would be huge. If only two of those people have done something wrong, that would be incredible. You got Rubicki, the chief of staff. You got the general counsel of the DOJ, who is suspect. You have the chief of staff for the Loretta Lynch that's supposed to have some problems here. So,
well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but so there's a lot going on. We got Papa B. You got to hang on for me. We got to go to a break. Okay. Dan Moore Show. We'll be right back.
Passes by, better watch your step. Cause you never know where the knife will go and they ain't miss yet.
The Dan Morris Show.
They stay alive, they're always cool. But that they never teach you in school. Are you mad enough, big and bad enough? Are you gonna let them shoot you down? When they give you life and your brother cry.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
June 5th, the citizens of Autauga County will have the important task of selecting a new probate judge. Paul Beckman is clearly the best person for the job. Paul Beckman has a proven record of experience, and he's a man of his word. This is proven by Paul when he kept his promise of only serving two terms as your state legislator, something not very common these days when a politician has tasted power and privilege. Paul Beckman has spent 24 years as a lawyer practicing probate law. Paul's experience was relied upon as a legislator when he was asked to help improve Alabama's probate laws. For his work, Paul received a coveted Alabama Law Institute Award. Paul's experience has allowed him to teach many students probate law and allowed him to serve as a special probate judge for Autauga County. Experience counts, and Paul Beckman has that experience. June 5th, let Paul's experience and integrity serve you and your family as probate judge. Vote Paul Beckman for probate judge of Autauga County. Paid for by friends of Paul Beckman, P.O. Box 68155, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
It would be a privilege to serve the citizens of Autauga County. I am Paul Beckman, and I approve this message.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter, Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and two surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Don't forget, ribs at $11.99. I believe they're all going to be gone for now, but look at it for tomorrow. I'd get there about 11 o'clock and get you some. Slab of Ribs, $11.99. That quality, that is really good. Sweet Creek Farm Market's going to be having a whole weekend of stuff going down there, so you might want to pop in there, see what they've got going on. They're going to have live music and games and things for the kids. So let's go back to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey.
Welcome back.
This cat from Utah that we're talking about, does he have prosecutorial powers?
Yes.
That's good.
He's acting as a special prosecutor, and what he can do, because I got a tutorial from somebody who's in the U.S. Attorney's Office, he can go in and he can convene a grand jury via webinar, and he doesn't actually have to be there. He just has to tell somebody there, but I think he probably wants to be there. And they could be doing grand juries right now that we just don't even know about.
You know, I believe you when you say that he's doing stuff. I believe that. But I truly wish that he would raise his profile just a little bit, because right now it looks like he's not in charge of anything. It looks like he's just asleep at the switch.
Yeah, but you gotta know Jeff Sessions, and I mean, he's not a go big kind of guy. He's a get it done right kind of guy. And let me tell you, this is such a big thing that he wants to make sure this thing is done right.
I believe you. Joey, let me ask you a question. How do you think this is the whole deep state spying on the president and, you know, spying on us? How do you think that's playing with your generation? I mean, is that something that is talked about?
Yeah, it certainly, I mean, it depends. It breaks down, I think, and there's no difference in the generation if you're looking at it through Democrat or Republican eyes. But if you're talking about the average millennial, I think we are a little more worried about things like surveillance. And I think we're also, I hope, we get a little annoyed by the outrage machine, like the back and forth, Trump did this, the Russia investigation, blah, 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 blah. I'm hoping people my age kind of are waking up, and they were more partial to, say, the Edward Snowden leaks. So maybe this is kind of, it bears out what Snowden was warning about, that when you have these massive surveillance powers, they can be abused, and this is one way they can be abused.
Right. And see, we're not just spied on by our government. We have other governments apparently spying on us and then telling our government about it.
Right.
According to what Snowden was saying. I mean, am I right?
British, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's just an outrage to me. But anyway, well, guys, I'm going to try to have a good Memorial weekend anyway me some of them ribs.
Do you want to get in on the drawing?
I absolutely lost your cotton picking mine. Of course I want to get in on the drawing.
Okay, we're going to get you in for the Sweet Creek and the Fresh Market. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Give me a month and day of birth, Papa B. Not that I couldn't recognize your voice.
5/28.
I like it, my friend. Wait. 5/28? You got a birthday coming up?
It's coming up fast.
So, so are you going to blend Memorial Day weekend and your birthday together?
Always do. You know, all we're going to do, since we had to cancel the pool party, is we're going to eat some ribs and then we're going to go out to a movie. We're going to go see the new Star Wars movie.
Ooh.
Nice. Heard it's good.
So take the family out. So